Start this meeting. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the June 22nd, 2026 meeting of the Madison Landmarks Commission. I am going to hand it over to Julie to talk through processes and procedures for today's meeting. Julie.
Chair, good afternoon, everyone. Commission members, please use your video if you're able so we can ensure we have quorum. If you wish to speak, remember to use the raise hand feature. Also, use the raise hand feature to make a motion or a second. Voting will be considered unanimous. However, if you object to a unanimous vote, please use the raise hand feature when the chair asks for objections, and a roll call vote will be taken. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You will remain muted until called upon. You will have 3 minutes to speak, and staff will let you know when your time is up. Please do not use your video. If you turn your video on, it will be shut off. Back to you, Chair.
Thank you so much. Okay, heading over to our agenda. The first thing on our agenda is actually the election of chair and vice chair. Heather, I never remember.
Well, so at this point, I will take over the meeting and
Perfect.
say that so we amended our policy manual last time to align with the standards for everyone else to go ahead and do our chair elections every year. I am looking for nominations from the floor for we'll start with chair and then we will do vice chair. You are also welcome to nominate yourself.
I nominate Katie, if that's allowed for you.
That is allowed.
Okay.
Katie, do you accept the nomination?
I do.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Are there any other nominations? Doing a dramatic pause.
We're just
Okay.
doing chair, right?
We're just doing chair at the
Okay.
moment.
Then
Okay.
no.
All right. Okay. Then I will assume unanimous consent unless I see anyone raise their hand to object.
Would it
All
be funny if
right.
I raised my hand?
Yeah, that would be weird. Okay. Then for the second part, I'm looking for a nomination for vice chair.
Nominate Rich.
Rich, are you willing to accept the nomination?
I am.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll
Second.
second. Yeah.
All right, then do we have any other nominations from the floor? Okay. Then I will assume unanimous consent unless I see anyone raise their hand. All right. Then we will continue on with the chair and vice chair that we have. Congratulations to the both of you, and thank you so much for what you're doing. Chair, I will turn the meeting back over to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Heather, and thank you, everybody, once again. And I will move on to the approval of the minutes from our meeting from June 8th, 2026. Is there a motion?
Motion to approve.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Thank you. I will assume unanimous consent unless I see otherwise. Seeing none, I will move on to agenda item number two. This is the public comment period portion of the Madison Landmarks Commission. This is for members of the public to comment on something that is not currently on our agenda. Looking at our registrant report, I see no one registered for this item. So I will move on to disclosures and recusals. Members of the body should make any required disclosures or recusals under the city's ethics code. Do we have any? Okay, and then I will move on to the consent agenda. It is the practice of the Landmarks Commission to approve a consent agenda. This includes items that are removed from the agenda to be voted on as a group, on which staff believes an application has had sufficient review towards approval with all of the conditions placed upon it. The applicant accepts those conditions, and there are no individuals who are registered to speak in opposition to the item. The consent agenda is addressed at the beginning of the meeting to allow applicants and registrants to leave the meeting unless a member of the commission requests separation, and then the agenda item is placed back on the agenda and reviewed as part of the regular course of business. The following are proposed for the consent agenda. So it's agenda item number 3, Legistar file 93269, agenda item number 4, Legistar file 93318, agenda item number 6, Legistar file 93591.
Chair, I'm sorry. Agenda item number 4 is not part of the consent agenda.
I'm sorry. I was looking at 5 and meant to say 5. So if I didn't, I was.
I will share the screen again. Sorry.
Thank you. Agenda item number 6, Legistar file 93591. Agenda item number 7, 93592. And agenda item number 8, and this is Legistar file 93593. Is there a motion? Or sorry, does any commissioner request a separation of a project? Is there a motion then?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Excellent. I will assume unanimous consent unless I see hands. Okay. Thanks, everybody. We will move on then to agenda item number 4, which is the 1960s to 1980s Public and Commercial Architecture CLG Survey Grant. Heather.
Okay. So this was going to be part of our kickoff meeting for this grant, but we are not quite executed on the contract yet. So we did apply for Certified Local Government Grant based upon a year ago, based upon the feedback from our in-person policy meeting last year about if we should go for a grant, and if so, what should we go for? And the commission's recommendation was for 1960s to 1980s civic and commercial architecture, because particularly with the demolitions, we need some type of context for, is this significant? We don't know. And so we are digging into each one, but not with the full information that we wish that we had. So this survey will hopefully do that. There have been a lot of things happening at the federal level that made the grant uncertain for it to come in, then lots of other things once we got to it. So we are about to execute a contract with UW-Milwaukee with their organization that does architectural and archaeological survey and also helps to train students to do so. So they have done many successful projects across the state. Next meeting, we will come back and they will talk through, said that they're already digging into ways to break this up so that it is digestible. This is really going to be, it's not going to be an intensive survey of every single property because that is impossible. This is going to be a context. So we are going to have written up context that tell the story of different types of architecture that we have during these time periods for these types of buildings, and also some highlights of what are some ones that we know are some key standout buildings. And so we will have a couple of those as examples, and that will be a good framework for us to reference for, in particular, when we're doing demolition reviews, but also to help guide us for what are some possible buildings that maybe we want to talk with property owners about moving forward with a landmark designation, as opposed to reacting for when a redevelopment comes in. We can then be proactive and talk to folks and say, hey, this is a possibility. One of the things with thinking about historic architecture is at a point in time, you think about the types of buildings that were old when you came into the world, and those seem as the iconic buildings. But the rule of thumb for the National Register is that it has stood the test of time and is at least 50 years old. There's exceptions to that. But people like me who are about to turn 50, the buildings from my childhood are now running into the boundary of potentially being historic. And that is a hard shift for folks to start to be like, you know, that's not significant. That's just, you know, the buildings that I grew up with. Those are, you know, new buildings. Well, they're 50 years old at this point. And so start talking about the different types of architecture that is iconic that we want to continue to integrate into the cityscape as it continues to grow and evolve. So we will hear more from UW-Milwaukee at our next meeting.
Excellent. Thank you, Heather. Anybody have any questions for Heather before we move on? Oh, there
Alder
is a question.
Duncan.
Alder Duncan.
Do we need to make a motion to refer this to the July 6th meeting, or it just can be pushed?
I think it can. In the email that I sent out with the consent agenda, I said it would need to be referred. There's no action happening
Okay.
on this. And
Okay.
So as we're getting into this, I think it's, you will see it again. This is, I spent my teen years and 20s in Tennessee, and in Tennessee, we would say this is a fixing to get ready to. So this was on the agenda, not as introducing it to you. This was a fixing to get ready to item on the agenda. We'll talk about it more in depth for real next meeting.
Okay.
And then I will just say in this meeting, but I will continue to say, disclose that I work with UW-Milwaukee through my actual job. I don't know if I need to recuse myself from anything, not that there's anything to recuse myself, but I do have a professional relationship as they do work for the Department of Transportation, and we do have contracts with them, so that I manage.
Well, you were not involved in the selection process for this grant. This will just be reviewing substantive materials and talking
okay.
through their research framework.
Okay, excellent. Okay, then the last agenda item, I believe, is agenda item number 9, Legistar File 93594. This is 4301 Cherokee Drive. Consideration of a demo permit. I can talk today.
Yeah, no worries. So I'm asking for referral on this, and you know, there's no staff report. As I was digging in, I need more information on this property because the building looks like it could be architecturally significant, but I need more information. Unfortunately, the building permit doesn't name the architect, names the general contractor, doesn't name the architect. Archival photographs there with the Wisconsin Historical Society name the general contractor. They don't name the architect. So I have asked the school district for more information on this particular property. So I'm asking for this to be referred to the next Landmarks Commission meeting, at which point you will have a staff report with the information I am able to gather.
That sounds great.
I'll make a motion to refer it to the next one if that's required.
Second.
Okay, I will assume unanimous consent, and then I will ask for a motion for adjournment.
Motion to adjourn.
Thank Edna. See Edna, see Jacob. Surprise me with who first and who seconded. have a great day, you guys, and enjoy the weather.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.